This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happiest of Fridays to you. It's 7:08. Thank you for listening.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
We really mean that.
Woohoo! Coming up at 7:30, NBC Bay Area, Scott Budman phones in. He's part of the ANN.
Yeah, he is.
ANN. Oh, man. ANN.
Yeah. I love that we have our own tones.
So we've been during the break, we're looking at the...
Wait, do the ANN again.
ANN.
Is NN the same sound?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Oh, the ANN.
At least we entertain ourselves.
Sure, I know.
I know, you're in your car going, why is that funny?
I know.
There's nothing.
It's the little things.
There is no thing there.
It really is nothing. Listen, we're a little giddy today anyway. You're just going to have to put up with us. So listen, this is really exciting. I mean, it's just a silly thing. We love this. San Francisco Playhouse presents the Bay Area premiere of the Broadway smash, Groundhog Day, the musical.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So it's based on the Bill Murray Groundhog Day movie that you're all familiar with. It definitely gets off to a much racier start, having read some of the script, because there's a little radio scene in it.
Mm-hmm. If
you
watch
them, some people,
when we were asked about this, I went back and watched the movie like mm-hmm. that day.
Yep.
And yeah, there's a radio scene where he wakes up in the bed and breakfast and the radio comes on and
he wakes up to the same radio show every single day.
Right.
It's all the same day
Sunny
over and
Cher.
Over. It is. It starts with Sonny and Cher. In the because this is a musical, there's already a song. I don't want to give away too much, but it's but listen for familiar voices. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
it's really fun. So that is it. Actually premieres. Let's see. There's a press opening on Wednesday of next week, but then it starts up. The run dates are November 20th. So it's already, you can already get tickets.
Someone said that they, Vinny, they texted and said that they saw it last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
With us in it?
Said, yeah, I'm sure. They said, great job.
Already?
Oh.
Keep going,
have been running.
Keep going. Let me see if I can find
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, we only just finished up the stuff that we're doing for
it. I sent it yesterday.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if they just ran it from another play or something. But
415 saw the first preview of Groundhog Day last night. Great fun. Good job.
Hmm. Well, maybe they did get it in by last night if we gave it to them yesterday. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, we had to do some stuff. So yesterday we cut it. Anyway, it's open and you can see it. I think we made the cut. So Groundhog Day, the musical, is it's through, let's see, it opened on the 20th and it runs through January 18th. And there's all matinees and stuff. I'm actually going to go on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Bring a bunch of people who don't know that we did lines in it.
That's great.
I know. I bet they won't even know it's us. Or maybe they will. I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm probably going to go to a matinee in a couple weeks.
Yeah. It's exciting, though. Okay, so Lil Nas X, his song Old Town Road just was unstoppable.
He seems like a nice guy, too.
He does seem like a nice guy. The nicest.
Video of him doing his song at the little elementary school with all the kids screaming it back at him is what you hope people who get success get to enjoy.
Right.
Like that they can enjoy it and that they get that opportunity to do that. Because that video
is a dream.
Cool.
It's so cool.
And he's clearly having fun in that moment.
Right.
Like watching the kids scream his song back is so neat.
So the story that we hear about this is that he's a guy who was about to get kicked out of his sister's place or whatever it was. And he finds a beat online and he pays, I don't know, $35-$40 for it, whatever it is. And the rest is history. Well, there's a little bit more to this than that, it turns out. In fact, as I read this story, I went, oh my God. So let's see if you have an oh my God moment too. So first of all, Lil Nas X released his rap country song, Old Town Road, in 2018 as part of a challenge on the social media platform TikTok. So it wasn't even that he put it as part of this challenge. So, and then people went, oh my God, that's great. And then the full thing comes out.
What's the challenge? Can you become a superstar?
I guess so.
Okay.
Can you write the best song?
Well, he won.
He did win, like hard.
Yeah.
Won the whole thing. So it turns out that the sample that he purchased is actually ripped off from a major artist's song. Like a major, and one that you would never suspect. That is a, can you isolate that track, that part of the track?
Just the
not the original thing, but the, oh, that's the original, isn't it?
No, this is,
this is the isolated track. Okay, so this is what it sounds like. So he heard this and he went, I'm going to plunk down $40 for that. So as it turns out, this is a Nine Inch Nails song.
So someone texted that and suggested that that's the case. I read the text and went, now that you're playing it, this part, I'm hearing it. Hmm. I didn't hear it before, though.
No, it never even occurred to me. And I feel like it's a song I must have heard. The actual song is called 34 Ghosts 6, and it's from Ghosts 1 through 6.
So the Ghosts album is great. I have it. I've played it. It's very atmospheric, mm-hmm. and it's not your usual Nine Inch Nails album.
Right.
But I've got it.
Here's the actual track.
I can't remember when this came out.
08.
08. Okay. So this was this after him and his little partner? I don't mean to say little partner like he's not a grown man, but I only know Trent Reznor. Atticus Finch? Is that who he works with? I think they did the soundtrack for the Facebook movie.
I don't know if this
was before or after, but it's clear he's Atticus taken
Finch
to...
Atticus Finch is the guy from Kill a Mockingbird.
Atticus Ross. Okay.
That's who I mean. sorry. I'm doing the best I can
with
what I got
here. Listen,
there's
not that many Atticuses.
Right. But I think him and this guy did a movie soundtrack to the... to the Facebook movie, and it's clear they've taken to it. They're good at it,
right?
Like they're
doing,
and that's what this
music.
Sort of it
feels
sort of goes
like ambient
that,
and
that way.
This is super spare, and you know, oh, is that part of the song?
Yes.
So anyway, obviously, somebody heard this and went, "Oh, that's pretty cool." So I don't know that they got Trent's permission. He actually says he didn't mind, and that these people had adapted his track and then sold it because he said he didn't originally understand the magnitude of it. So
he's not going to pursue financial...
No. He says, the reason I haven't stepped in to comment anything about it is I don't feel it's my place to play any kind of social critic to that. It was material that was used in a significant way, turned into something that became something else, and those guys should be the ones the spotlight is on. They asked if I wanted to do a cameo in the video, and it was flattering. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I say that with complete respect.
That's the best response I've heard.
So here is how this all sort of came to light. It's that Reznor just won a country music award because of his contribution to the track. I know. So Reznor and Lil Nas X just beat out Blake Shelton, Maren Morris, and Garth Brooks to win the Musical Event of the Year award, which is so crazy. And here's a picture of Trent Reznor in a cowboy hat, because why wouldn't you?
Trent Reznor, at some point they're going to do a biopic on him, because he's really prolific.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes who was young and working at a studio to try and, you know, and
I
then...
I just want
to
be in it.
He makes Nine Inch Nails album by himself and then has to put together a touring band and call it something, and it's Nine Inch Nails. It's crazy that he's become so special, because he was also a heroin addict or had severe addiction problems. And he's
all
also
our best artists do.
Iovine's movie, Iovine was pursuing him as an artist. Like, that's the guy Interscope needs. We need that guy.
Right. They are an Interscope band, right?
But they weren't, and he was pursuing him regularly. Like, I got to get this.
Come
this
on,
guy
man. Get over here.
Has the forward-thinking
right
finger on the pulse.
It's just so funny. Like, I never would have. I mean, I really did think that someone sat in their basement creating little beat tracks, and this guy just happens to buy one of them, and it turns out that this guy's creating them from other people's songs.
Right. Someone was, but
it looks like he's done a lot of movies, Vinny. The Social Network, Gone Girl, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, really?
Something called Pretty Hate Machine.
That's the name of his first album, yeah. His first song.
I think it's the album.
And maybe it's the album.
A few other ones.
Actually, there was on Black Mirror, there was a Miley Cyrus episode of it. Black Mirror is sort of like the modern day Twilight Zone. It's all about like usually social media and weird tech
stuff.
I Would Save You is the name of the record?
No, I Would Save You as in I saw Black Mirror and they put this, the first episode is about what this guy has to do to save this lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know, I would save you.
I appreciate it. I wouldn't be able to, but I
You
but
need
know
to
that
save
I,
no. people too.
No, don't worry. I don't want to reveal the end, but it all works out.
I would save you guys.
Thank you. I would save you too.
I don't think I'd be able to.
You could.
I don't think so. So, anyway, Miley Cyrus is in this Black Mirror episode, and she plays a pop star, like a version of herself, and all the songs are Nine Inch Nails songs converted into Miley Cyrus pop sugar songs. It's really...
For the record, Pretty Hate Machine is the name of the album. The first hit was Head Like a Hole.
Head Like a Hole!
That's the one.
Black as your soul! There's some good lines in that song.
No, Bryn. No.
So call me maybe. Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. So here's my number. Call me maybe. Before you came into my life, missed
Bryn,
you so bad.
You need to stop
missed
this.
Missed you so bad. That's good. Happy Friday. Speaking of songs that are, have you ever heard Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
It's a
I think that's
great,
his first hit.
I don't know if it's his first, but it's been around long enough that it has spent 177 consecutive weeks as the most played songs on the Waffle House jukebox. So if you go into Waffle House and you're going to just enjoy your waffles and your syrup and your, I don't know what else they serve there. I assume waffles and syrup is on the menu. This song is likely to come up. Because for 177 straight weeks, the people who pop their quarters into the jukebox are looking for this. It helped them win four trophies at their second annual Toonie Awards on Wednesday. It won Top Played Country Song and Top Played Song. And Chris took home Top Country Artist and Top Artist, just like last year. He accepted in person. Congratulations to him. Speaking of awards shows, Ciara is hosting the American Music Awards Sunday night at 8 o'clock ABC.
Is that right?
Yep. Billie Eilish is performing, Camila Cabello, Lizzo, Dua Lipa, Christina Aguilera, Post Malone, Travis Scott, Kesha, and the Jonas Brothers. The AMAs are this Sunday night on
ABC. That's a big gig for her to get.
It is.
I'm surprised. Is she still relevant?
Well, she's married to Russell Wilson. That's
no,
really
I understand
all,
that, yeah. but as,
that's
as an
all
artist.
I know about. I don't know any Ciara songs, do you?
Yeah. No.
Oh, and you're also saying you do know some, but
goodies.
She's not relevant. Okay.
Is that you talking to Vaughn?
This is Vaughn and I. He pantomimes what he wants me to know.
I wonder if since we're a radio station with microphones everywhere that we could just get one put in his office.
Doesn't he have a mic in there?
He has one.
Oh.
We can pot it up.
I could put it into, Studio C on this, and I'd be able to just pot him up whenever he wants to say something.
I have to figure it out because
he's got it. Look, he's
we're actually
up a mic.
routing it.
I know.
Over
there's
there
all
for,
kinds of.
It'd be nice if he could just say.
I just have to figure it out.
So here's a song title, and no,
all the time.
Irrelevant.
And also, I swear to God, I feel bad when I can't understand what he's miming to me. I'm so sorry, Vaughn. You're trying so hard.
He's
I'm
in a separate. If you don't know, he's in a separate room from us, working
two
the cameras.
Down. Yeah.
But I have to believe we can get a mic that easily turned on.
He just held a mic up. I know we have mics in there. All right. Here is what your family will fight about this Thanksgiving if politics are off the table. They won't. I'm just kidding. Because they're saying here, your response will either be, it's about damn time, or why can't woke culture just let us have fun anymore? Victoria's Secret fashion show is no more.
Oh.
At least not this year, and it doesn't look like it's coming back anytime soon.
Did you watch that a lot?
I didn't ever. Did you ever watch it?
I'm a huge fan, and probably not, it's probably not even okay for me to say this, but I will anyway. I'm a huge fan of the female form, and I've never watched the Victoria's Secret TV show. I just can't bring my, I'm not interested.
Well, it just doesn't come across my mind, or it's not something I would sit down and watch. I've seen plenty of clips of it. I watch entertainment shows all the time, and I'm certainly reading things, so I've seen the chicks wearing the angel wings.
Yeah.
Me too.
And the pictures,
or the diamond bras.
Sure, the diamond bras were big, and you know, I'm like, oh, look at that hot chick, that's amazing. You know, I would say to myself, Victoria's Secret parent company says it wants to evolve the brand's marketing, whatever that means. I don't know. I mean, they make bras and panties. I don't know what they're going to evolve to.
I know,
like Billie Eilish style.
Stop making their clothing. I used to order clothing from there.
Yeah. We're just going to make make burlap sacks you can pull yourself into now.
Right.
You tie them with strings, twine at the top, and just wear that underneath all your clothes. The show has generated controversy over the past few years for being sexist and anti-feminist, and it didn't help that last year it had the lowest ratings it ever had since it started airing on TV in 2001.
I'm surprised it's lasted as long as it has.
Well, it's done now. So.
I don't even know who the audience is for it. If I'm not willing to watch it, who is?
I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, they have they have like musical performances on it. A lot of times they'll have like a couple big bands that are, you know, I don't know if they still do or the last one, but isn't that where Maroon 5 supposedly, where Adam Levine met Hottie Prince Lou or something?
I think they played. He was slinking around the Victoria's Secret show.
I think they played. There would be a band set up and then the girls would walk the runway to the music of the band. Hell do I know?
Well, that's one way to get a hottie wife.
Sure. Just quickly, I want to give you some real estate news. Robin Williams' Bay Area home is on the market. It's out on Paradise K, which is on sort of the far side of Tiburon facing the East Bay. It's a little enclave.
Is this the one where he passed away?
Well, I guess so. I mean,
he did that at home.
If he died at home, this was the one that he shared with his new wife. The place is insanely beautiful. I have a friend who lives out there on Paradise K, so I've driven by it.
Is that right?
You have a friend there, too. I'm just not going to say the person's name because I don't want everyone to know where that person lives.
Oh.
He wants 7.25. Well, he doesn't want anything for it. His estate is looking to get $7.25 million. It's a double-level lot. I will send you a couple pictures over there. It sits directly on the bay. So as you're sitting out on the back porch of it, I'm going to pull you a couple of pictures.
Have you seen it in person?
Absolutely. It's right there on a street. That's the front of it. It's right there on the street. And then look at the next page. It's right there on the bay.
Yes, it is.
And here's a picture of the living room with all the doors open and the fresh bay breeze blowing in. Here's the kitchen right here. You can put a kayak or a canoe or whatever in right from the back porch there. And a lot of people actually in that area have docks and boats. Six bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms. They say it's a comfortable family home.
I love that it's one level.
Yeah. They bought two lots when they built it, so it's enormous and spread out because it's bigger than any of the other homes there. And Katie Holmes has listed her Calabasas estate for $4.6 million 6 months after breaking up with Jamie Foxx. She's done with it. She's going to go someplace else.
They're broken up?
Apparently so. Guess they broke up about 6 months ago.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's what it says there.
I like those two kids together, didn't you?
Well, I never really got to know them together because they were constantly denying that they were together right up until they broke up. It's coming up in the news.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and a crack reporter for the ANN up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's something we're all excited about. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash. Alice in Winterland. It's on sale now, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. For tickets and everything Winterland, head to RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. You can get a Radio.com app, and then you can listen to this show anywhere you want.
Anywhere in the world.
I'm going to go to Scott Bubman in 1 second. I want to read this text real quick.
Yeah.
707 texted in. Driving to SFO to take our kids to Mexico. My four-year-old doesn't understand the magic of Sarah and Vinny. Can you tell Julian to shush? Mama's listening to her favorite radio station.
Yeah, Julian. Shh. What does Uzi do? Come on, Julian.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Relax.
Your mom's taking you to Mexico.
Yeah, we're trying to. It's trying to have your mom relaxed and ready to go in Mexico frame of mind. It's Friday, Julian. Knock it off.
Relax a little.
God.
And today's supposed to be the busiest day at SFO.
Oh, today.
I actually have that story. They're saying of the vacation, it's their busiest day. The most travelers leave on a Friday.
Right.
It seems early, but okay.
It does.
I know the stories I read earlier in the week were like, they expect the most travel of all time. Mm-hmm. So.
Yay.
Well. I mean, people know what they're getting themselves into.
It's true.
Anyway, let's go to Scott Budman now from NBC Bay Area and our crack reporter.
For the ANN, our star reporter.
Hi, Scott Budman. How are you today?
Hi.
Oh, hey, look at this
part of the Sarah and Vinny magic.
Oh. Well, you help make the magic happen, sir.
So I don't know what you want to start with. I know we had a huge Dreamforce event taking place here in town. I know Tesla unveiled their new pickup truck last night.
The ugly thing.
Wherever you want to go, I'm happy to talk to you about anything you got.
Well, why don't we start with the truck? Because I streamed this thing last night and got literally hundreds of comments. As you mentioned, I assume you guys have seen it by now. It's very unconventional. It looks like something Mad Max would hop into, you know, on the daily commute to Thunderdome. It's weird. It's electric. And, you know, with all of the crazy stuff that Elon Musk does, I think he topped himself. I don't know if you were watching, but at one point they were showing a demonstration of how tough this thing is. And they had someone hammering the side of it. And look, it doesn't even dent. And then they showed how a typical truck window would break if you threw a giant metal ball at it, which is not so surprising. Then the designer, one of the early guys in Tesla, gets out of the truck, throws the metal ball at the Tesla window, and smashes it. Does it again with the back window. This is early on. So the whole rest of the demo, Elon Musk is standing there talking about the specs of the truck and why you should buy the truck. And he's got two giant smashed windows behind him. It was a really, really weird. I mean, they couldn't have wanted it to go that way.
It was ill-advised. It seems like something that, you know, they should have even put in like extra strong glass for the demonstration. I mean, honestly.
Well, my first thought
was so dumb
because I went to bed before or maybe I just wasn't paying attention. But either way, I didn't see the truck till this morning. My first thought when I saw it was, it's a DeLorean. It looks just like a DeLorean. Like that's not
like somebody's bad rendering of
a DeLorean. Yeah, I mean, I don't even understand how he's going to stand there next to it and go, look what I did, because it's a DeLorean.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I don't get it. But so anyway, I did end up looking because the next thing I thought was, I don't understand. It needs to have a truck bed for it to be a truck. And it, on another view, you can see that it does have a truck bed. It'll be interesting to see if it flies, because one of the things I believe are truck owners are fairly traditional and they're pretty loyal to the brands they like as well. So
no, I thought of you last night, and I know you've had a truck for a long time. Mm-hmm. It served you well. This is the kind of thing that, you're right, our truck people who are going to buy trucks, going to say, you know, I want to do my part for the environment. I want to go electric, and I'm going to buy this. And I just don't know. And I would put this out there to truck owners. Are you willing to get something with a lot of, I don't know, polygons and a weird shape in order to, yes, have a back, you know, have a back seat, have a bed, have a lot of towing power, and have an electric motor, you know, have an electric battery, but it's not going to look like the other trucks when you pull
no,
up.
No, you're going to be noticed.
I think, I think if Ford makes an electric truck, it will outsell the Tesla. Not because I just think it's
because it'll look like
it'll
a
look
truck.
Like a Ford truck, and that's what people probably want. There's always going to be someone willing to buy a Tesla anything of. Flamethrower or whatever the guy sells, they'll buy it.
Well, the other thing is if you stack this up, you know, stat for stat against an F-150, say, and it is an outperformer on that, because supposedly it's stronger and better and tougher. It's just uglier and super untraditional. Like, people might actually go, well, it's only $38,000, or I could spend $70,000 on a loaded F-150. And they might go, I'm going to get one of these.
Okay.
Well, and you're right, and the specs are in, and Ford does have it. I think they're going to call it the E150, and it looks more traditional. Mm-hmm. But right, it's all electric. The Tesla has a decent starting price, $40,000 for about a 250-mile range. It does go up to $70,000 for a 500-mile range, and
whoa.
I assume, although they didn't say it more, you know, probably leather seats and all those kind of things you get in a truck, a high-end truck. But yeah, it's you have to ask yourself. If you want to drive something that literally will turn heads for positive and negative.
Can I do this?
I believe that there are certain things in this world, and one of them, for example, and I don't have numbers in front of me, but when Harley Davidson was like, we're putting out an electric motorcycle, people went, nah.
Yeah.
Right.
And it hasn't
what I buy
sold,
a Harley for.
What you get a Harley for is the sound and all of the things.
So you
sound
like you're farting.
Well, no, that's anyway, let's not debate that right now. But the point is, I think that most truck people are like, yeah, my truck gets 6 miles to the gallon and I love it.
Mm.
And that's where that's the tear you're at. Now, maybe they'll get new, younger truck enthusiasts
people buy it
or
because,
Tesla enthusiasts.
Right, they're a Tesla enthusiast.
But it'll remain to be seen. So that was unveiled last night. Go online and give it a look. It's the Cybertruck. It's easy to find, and it's
Cybertruck.
It's the silver looking DeLorean thing.
Yeah, not attractive. Dumb looking.
It's big.
Right. So, what else you got, Scott?
Well, you know, we did hit Salesforce, and that's so interesting. My favorite part of Salesforce is that it literally shuts down entire streets. But
yes, it does.
Brings in like many of these big giant San Francisco software conventions. We had Barack Obama, we had Emily Clark from Game of Thrones show up. I think Steph Curry was walking around there at one point. We saw Tim Cook, David Beckham, the soccer star. Uh-huh. Really weird amalgamation of people, and it just brings in so much money to the city that it's just one of these big things that companies, and we've talked about this before, companies are now in charge of making sure there's housing and, you know, making sure there's a tax base, and it just shows how important these companies are that A, they can shut down city streets, and B, they can bring in all this money and attention and, you know, heavy hitters to talk about whatever they want to talk about.
So you were at Dreamforce then?
Yes.
Oh, so you got to – did you see Barack Obama speak?
I had to watch on a screen because no cameras – yeah. No cameras were let in, so they're like, yeah. So I had to watch from afar. But and the same for Tim Cook. We were in the room right next door, and but – no cameras, no photos.
Well,
which,
and I'm sure limited space at the big speakers thing.
That too. And the lines were, we were there to see how long the lines were. And they were really, really long. And at some point they just cut them off and said, no one else is going to get to go in. And it's I get it that these are big draws. It always disappoints me, obviously, that you can't bring cameras in to show people what's going on. But to be honest, the content was more like an inspirational speech than anything else from most of these people.
I think the most interesting thing about Salesforce is it's the biggest company nobody uses. Like, businesses use Salesforce. They live and die with it. They love it. It's integrated into everything they do. And yet the average person, like we all use Google, but none of us would have any idea about Salesforce. And yet there's a Salesforce tower.
It's a big old middle finger.
Yeah, and they make so much money. But right, they're one of these companies like Oracle and Intuit, and you know they're important, but it's all for business for the most part. And there's big business in helping business and helping government. But right, you and I aren't going to say, hey, let's go on Salesforce.
Let's go on there in social media away.
Yeah, there's nothing with it. We can't do it. Anyway, Scott Budman, thanks so much. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving with your family. Are you going to be in town or are you leaving?
I will be in the Bay Area. I'll be doing it in Oakland. You guys have a great Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, thank you.
Take care, buddy.
We're thankful for you, Scott Budman.
We love you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
Scott Budman, everybody. NBC Bay Area. And, of course, the ANN.
Crack reporter for the ANN.
Reporting from the crack.
PG&E says it's restored power to 120,000 people whose electricity were cut to save their homes from fire. Mm. Storms headed our way could bring 2 to 3 feet of snow to Lake Tahoe on
Yay!
Thanksgiving week. That is great news. We need that.
Woo!
Badly. We'll see some rain here in the Bay Area, but it looks like the Tahoe area is going to get up to 3 feet of snow starting Tuesday.
That's
so if you're
one.
Traveling for Thanksgiving to Tahoe, you'll want to check the weather conditions and maybe pack your chains or whatever it is you use for travel. Federal agents out of San Francisco late yesterday, it looks like, say they arrested two people in connection with the deadly Halloween night shooting in Orinda.
Oh.
And they seized a gun they think might have been used in those murders. You know, if you remember, they arrested four people right after it or shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
And then they had to release them. They didn't press charges. And now they've arrested two more people. So it'll be interesting to see if these two and more arrests are pending. Well, it's a big deal for sure. Here's a much lighter news story for you out of Denton, Texas. Apparently, parents, what?
That's the town.
That's
where my kid's going to move
to. Oh, Denton.
I can't wait to hear what's going on in Denton, Texas.
Your kid's moving to Denton.
That's it.
Denton.
Denton is where the University of North Texas is.
University of North Texas?
Something like that.
Okay. All right. Is he going to go?
I assume.
Yeah, University of North Texas.
Huh.
He's going to try to go to school there. Maybe.
A couple in Denton, Texas found out earlier this month that their 15-year-old daughter had helped some boys sneak into a sleepover.
Uh-oh.
So there they are, gathered in one of the girls' rooms, and they help some boys sneak in.
And she's 15?
They gave her two choices for punishment. Oh. We're either going to take away your phone for a month, or we're going to take away your phone for 2 weeks, but you're going to give us control of your social media for those 2 weeks.
Oh.
She laughed and laughed and said, I'll take the 2 weeks. You can have my social media. What are you going to do?
Oh, she's so stupid.
What are
she's
you
She's so stupid. I can think
do.
Of 1,000 things to do to ruin my kid's life on social media.
The parents are Tanya Ford and Larry Sumpter. And since they've taken over their daughter Madeline's phone, they've posted all over TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Oh, boy.
They've posted the most embarrassing videos possible, including Larry, the dad, lip syncing on TikTok in a crop top and short shorts.
Oh, my God. I love these parents.
Now their punishment videos are going viral. And Tanya says, Madeline regretted her decision after 1 day. But
probably
Larry
after 1 hour.
Said, I'm not switching. I have too many ideas. Oh, there they are. Look. That's.
Oh, boy. There's the.
Go back to the one with the two guys. There you go.
Wow, Denton, Texas. That's a nice house right there.
Well, they do.
Oh, boy. They're putting their country band through its paces. Oh, gross.
Oh,
my God.
Time.
They're doing all this weird sexy time stuff. This is so bogus. This girl. You know what, though? She's going to have so many followers when she gets back on social media. Oh, they're totally lip syncing. And they're like big Texas dudes. Like, they look like
big old bellies.
Beards and beer bellies. And. Mm-hmm. And
they're fairly
short,
young dudes,
shorts.
Too.
Yeah, I'd say in their 30s, maybe.
Clearly having fun.
Maybe their early 40s. That is funny as hell. Oh, they are torturing this girl.
Anyway, these guys.
Oh, my God. That is friggin' hilarious.
When Madeline said, you can keep the phone for a month, get off my networks, they said no.
Yeah, no, you chose.
I have too many ideas. We're having too much fun.
With your phone.
So
she must go to her friends at school. Like, let me just look at my feed. Let me just see what I'm up to. Well, it's great. She's going to come back and there's going to be, 100,000 people following
her.
Well,
yeah. I mean, they've gone viral now.
Oh, my God. That's so
she's
that's
gonna
genius.
She's going to want to do her own videos.
Yeah, well, she's going to be bummed when everyone drops off. They don't care what 15-year-olds are doing.
Put your dad back on.
Yeah, where's your dad? Well, all right, dad, do something funny.
Your dad's hysterical.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
So great.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. We've got a few here from you guys. I told you the story about the Cleveland Browns player, Myles Garrett, who went to meet with the NFL executives and plead his case.
Yes.
After he'd ripped a player's helmet off and hit him on the head with it.
Yeah.
And his story was that this guy called him an N-word.
Right.
And his quarterback did. And he lost his mind, mm-hmm. and that's why that happened. A texter, 707, writes in, why is he just saying this now, though? It's been a week. I feel like he would have said this immediately mm-hmm. if that's what had happened.
He would have been defending himself. Well, look, though, the thing is, maybe he didn't want to escalate it, and he thought he could say it privately. I mean, if it's true, who knows why he didn't say it? If it's not true, he's terrible for saying it.
BS, says someone else. It takes him 2 weeks to say race was involved. Give me a break.
Way to reach for another excuse
because that's the only thing that will cause an uproar and try to get people on your side.
It actually makes me feel very sad and sort of depressed for humans.
Well, like, what it becomes is ugly on both sides.
Yeah.
There isn't a good... Either this guy said that.
And that's awful.
Or this guy's making it up and that's also awful.
It's... just awful, period.
I call BS on this truck. It's some kind of gag. Such a smart dude would have done all the testing. The window wouldn't have shattered.
I know. I mean, it does seem like just a... It's too comical. And the thing is too stupid looking.
This is what I believe, though. And we've talked about this in tech. And Steve Jobs. And what's that lady? The Elizabeth Holmes lady?
Yeah.
From
yeah.
I don't doubt that his mouth... set dates for things that they weren't ready to meet, and maybe they found themselves having to unveil this thing as the engineers are like, we're not ready, and he's like, yeah, we are, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry, I got this.
We got this.
It's very...
Maybe that's it.
And I also feel like this is a guy who doesn't really take input from other people. Like, he decided he was going to make a pyramid truck, and that's what he made, and it just... Even the big rig that they, I don't know that they're available, but they had rolled out sort of like they were mm-hmm. going to have an electric big rig. Even that thing was like, it looked sort of streamlined and had some curves to it. This thing just looks stupid. It looks like something a kid made in bad art class.
Well, he made a splash.
Sure did.
So.
The smashed windows were, that's just the funniest. I didn't realize Scott was saying that happened pretty early on in the demonstration. Like, that makes me laugh so hard. Like, you had to stand there selling this right. thing with two smashes. It's like, can someone turn the car around?
One of the first stories I see, Tesla reveals Cybertruck, but breaks its unbreakable windows during the unveiling. That's one of the headlines. And there he had to stand with the broken windows behind him for the rest of the performance.
It's so funny.
Whatever. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, new music, Vinny. It's Friday. There's actually a few singles from some bands that you know and love, and then we'll get into the new albums that are out today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.